Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf
Kuf Ches Omud Beis. We're in the fifth ayah of Mishnah Berurah. We're in the middle of Simen Tov Tzadi Ches, still discussing the halachos of Shechita on Yontif, and we're beginning on the very top line with Sif Ches. The Chaber tells us, Of Shenitras, if you have a bird that was stepped upon, Biraglayim, people stepped upon this bird. Now, this is a kosher bird, and the question is now, is it a treifa bird, or is it still a kosher bird? So, v'yesh lachush, you have to be concerned, shenisrasku evorov. When the people stepped on it, so maybe the limbs over here got crushed, and therefore the bird may not be a kosher bird. It may be a treifa at this point in time. So, v'lochein tzarech shehiya me'es le'es. In such a situation, you have to wait 24 hours from the time that the bird was stepped upon to the time that you're allowed to shecht it, because we're not such bakiyim in knowing the trefos of this bird. And therefore, if it survives the 24 hours, we can assume it is okay. And then you're allowed to shecht it. So therefore, you have to wait shehi on the eis la'eis, 24 hours, ubedika, and then you still have to do ubedika, achar shechita. After you shecht it, you do ubedika to see if there's any trefos inside. Now, in this situation, mutur l'shochto b'yontif. We're talking here now, these were the halachos of general shchita. Now, this is on yontif, that it's 24 hours from the time that it had gotten stepped upon. And now you want to shecht it on yontif. So you're mutur l'shochto b'yontif, you're allowed to shecht it on yontif. V'lo chayshina, we don't have to be concerned, since it requires a bedika, shema yimotze, that you're going to find when you do the bedika that it does have, in fact, something wrong with it, and yimotze treifa, and there'll be a problem that you shecht it for no good reason. So this is allowed, even though afogav disyolid bei reyusa, even though it has this already chazaka that there may be something is wrong over here, there is a concern that there's something wrong over here, nevertheless you're allowed to shecht it, even realizing that you may find the treif inside after you go and shecht it. So the fact that it has this isyolid bei reyusa, it has already a chashash over here, nevertheless you're still allowed to shecht it. That's Sif Ches. Let's see inside now the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Mem Vav tells us, you have to wait 24 hours in a situation where a bird is stepped upon. Why? This 24 hours takes you out of the category of that it's definitely something wrong over here. If you don't wait 24 hours, you have to presume something was wrong and then you can't eat the bird. Even with the 24 hour wait, the halach is you have to do a bedika. Because we can say with certainty that it's not a vadai that it has a treifa, because it survived for 24 hours. Nevertheless, we still do have a concern that maybe there is something going on inside one of the internal organs. The nitra became a treifa. It has something wrong with one of the internal organs that would make it not kosher. So we have to wait 24 hours. And you're allowed to shecht it then on yontif, but you still must do the bedika, and only if the bedika is good are you allowed to go and eat the bird. Sivkot mem zayin l'shochtu b'yontif, we allow you shecht on yontif. Hainu achar shesho mi'es leis. Again, so the trampling of this bird, the stepping on of this bird, had to have occurred 24 hours ago. So let's say yontif's on a Thursday. So at 2 o'clock on Wednesday afternoon, the bird got trampled on. So at 2 o'clock on Thursday afternoon, you can go shecht it. So that's the halacha. Afshu mechusa bedika adayin. Even though right now it doesn't have the bedika, you can't do the bedika while the bird's alive. You have to do the bedika on the dead bird. So you might have argued that you're not allowed to shecht this bird because it's going to require a bedika. However, he then brings down ulafi das hagor in Yoredeah simenunches sifhei. According to Ramah over there in Yoredeah, the ain anu bekiim bebedikas kol oevarim, that we're not familiar with the really ability to have to check the bird out. Lo mishkachas din ze lididon. This din doesn't apply to us. The Ramah lo hir bazet. The Ramah didn't mention anything about it over here. He's relying shesama hamashikasa biyoredei sham. He's relying on what he wrote in Yoredeah over there that this would suffice for here. Now, Deir Shu footnote number 42 adds, "Va'af shegam l'das Ramah." Even according to Ramah, imholcho dalet amos hiluch yofe. If the bird, after it was stepped upon, was able to walk dalet amos properly, hiluch yofe, yesh latira, then you're allowed to go and shecht such a bird. Nevertheless, mikol makom kosav kavachayim, the kavachayim writes, "Shemimela lo shayach kvar kodin zeh." This din doesn't apply to us. Shari mishaholcho dalet amos enetzricha od shiyam yesh leis v'lo bedika. So he says, "Mimarashach, if you're saying that if it walks nicely for 4 amos, then it's okay. Then it doesn't require the shiyah for 24 hours, and then you don't have to go and shecht it now on yontif because you could if you wanted to, but you don't need a bedika."
Varhik yishar ofos. And now it's like any other healthy bird, ofos mabriyim, shavadi mush l'shachtu biyantif, then you can go shechtu on yantif. But according to this idea that the Ramah is telling us in Yerideya, you wouldn't be allowed to shechtu because we can't do bedika under any event. So the Ramah is telling us over here that you can't rely upon what the Mechaber is telling us because of the din that he brought down in Yerideya. We don't know how to do bedika because you require a bedika over here and we can't do these bedikas, so these birds can't be shechtu because they can't be eaten. The Mishnah Berurah continues in Sivkot Mem Ches, and he tells us the afal gav the tzorich bedika, that the bird requires a bedika in the situation where you're able to do a bedika, not like the Ramah. The Mechaber is just telling us the basic din. Since it does have a cheskes kashus over here, the rov behemos ofos kisher is saying that most animals and birds don't have treifas inside of them. Therefore, according to the basic din, that you're able to do a bedika, so in that situation, mutar l'shachtu, you can go shechted after you waited a 24-hour period of time. And we can rely up here that the bird mistama is going to be kosher. Now, there's an interesting Dirshu footnote over here, number 43, and this is also alluded to in the Shari Tshuva, Os Yud. In any event, we'll look in the third or fourth paragraph of Dirshu footnote number 43, where he says, Linyan Mohel Shalomol Me'olam. If you have a Mohel doing a bris milah, and he's never done a bris milah before. He's a trainee, and now he wants to do his first bris milah. And his first time he's going to do a bris milah is on yantif. And therefore, since he's never done this before, he's doing it now for the first time, he could mess it up. And it will turn out that he didn't do a bris milah, he just did a chabura. So, is he allowed to do this? So the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Shin Lamed Aleph taught us Shenechlu Kubaze Achronim. This is a Machlokas Achronim, and he brings it out from the Bina Leitim. She'ein Lilmod as Dino Mimashemuto Lishchot Biyantif Ov Shenidras. You can't learn it out from our Mechaber over here, who says that you can go and shecht the bird, even though you're still going to have to do a bedika, because Rak Legabi Shchita Saov Yesh Svar LoHakel Machmas Shirov Ovus Kesherim. Because here we can rely upon the fact that technically rove birds are going to be good. However, the Inyan Moel, who says, there is no majority here that you can rely upon to say that most Moelim won't mess up on their first Mila. And therefore, Yesh Lomar Shia also Limo Machmas Asofik. And therefore, based upon this, you wouldn't be allowed to be a Moel for the first time on Yontif. And this is also the Das of the Chavis Yar. Albeit, he brings a different reason for it. On the other hand, Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Gilyan HaShulchan Aruch brings down Tzidei Lahotir. He says, no, you could let them all go for the first time. Kivin Shaladaito, Tamehete Ba'ov Hu Lo Machmas Rov. He says, the reason why you're allowed to Shecht isn't over here because of the Rov. The reason is, Ela Machmas Din Mitoch. We have the principle of Mitoch. Shegorim Shlo Yeh Mishchita B'yom Tov Chashash Yisru Torah. There is no din of Yisru Torah because you're allowed to go and Shecht. And therefore, lochein tzidei shigam b'moel machmas din mitoch lo yeh yisur Torah. Since you're allowed to do a bris milah, so he's allowed to do the bris milah. You're allowed to do a shechita, so you can do the shechita on this bird. And therefore, yeh muto limo af shiyeh sofek shem yikalka. And therefore, the mole, even though he may make a mistake, so you're still allowed to go and allow him to shecht. Mishnah Berurah of Kotnim Test tells us that, again, not including the Ramah's statement that we can't do a bedika today, but based upon the Mechaber that we can do a bedika, so then, even though this animal already has, this bird has a concern that it may not be kosher, it's a treifa, nevertheless you're allowed to do this. The hu adin b'safek nikuva b'kotz. The same thing would apply if it had swallowed some sort of a thorn, and there's a concern that maybe it has some sort of a penetrating injury, or anything else like that, the mutl shachto. Those are similar to our case, that you're going to have to do some sort of a bedika, and you're allowed to go and shecht in this situation. You can rely upon the fact that the majority don't have such a treifa. The kosher cane, and certainly, hecho de leka reyusa klal, and certainly, if there is no concern, it's a regular chicken. Rak sheyesh makomosh imetsuyas treifos habe kamok sheros, and your only reyusa, your only problem is that you happen to know that in this time period that you're living in this place, there are a lot of birds that aren't kosher, still a minority, but there's a bunch of them, so it's isyalad be'riusa. From that point of view, ain lanu lochush shema yimotzi treifa. We don't have to be worried that maybe you'll find the treifa. And we allow ourselves the mamidinus of becheskas heter, we rely upon the normal heter of shechting birds, the rov behemos shebolim ksheros hein, that most animals are in fact sheros. That's the first opinion that the Mishnah Berurah brings down. But then he brings down the Yesh Cholkin. You look in the Sharetzion, Osten Nalef, Dar Zerua, the Ra'ah, the Ran, the Rab Badrashi, Muva B'Meiri. He brings down the El Yeraba, the name of the Ravan, and he says as well, V'chein Hiskin B'yam Shul Shlomo. So therefore, all of these Rishonim and Achronim, they hold as follows. And they say, V'yesh Cholkim, Ikor Dino de Mechaber. They disagree with the entire basic premise of the Mechaber. They say, what are you talking about? There is a likelihood over here, albeit it may not still be the majority likelihood, but there's a likelihood that this bird is not going to be kosher, was stepped upon. These animals have a likelihood that they will not be kosher. And in a place that has a significant number of trefos, likewise, the same din applies. That's the opinion of these Yesh Cholkin. Then the Mishnah Berurah tells us, Ayin in Shari Tshuva, look in the Shari Tshuva, Shekosef, he writes, the Mikol Mokol, the Mikol Shekain, in Ruban Trefos, Afilu Rak Machmas Chumros Achronim, he says, if the majority of them are actually not going to be able to be eaten because of various Chumros in the Achronim, either arise, so they're fine, but because of various Chumros, they can't be eaten, then likewise, the Osu Lishcho Biyontav, you can't go and Shecht on Yontav. And you can see this over here in the Shari Tshuva in Os Yud, where he brings out for the Shagas Aryeh, Bim Rov Behemos Trefos, Afilu machmas chumros achronim also lishro biyontif. He says you're not allowed to go and shecht in that situation. However, he says, ach, im ein rak miktas, if it's only a minority, then kivan de ba'oso miktas ikonami muchmoros achronim, yeshecht lishro biyontif. He says, if the only reason that you're reaching this significant level is because you have a minority that are real trefus and only then additional ones that are going to make it from chumros achronim, he says, then you might be able to shecht. He says, Avo, but Ruban Trefos, if the majority is Trefos, Osha Trefos Matsuyas Kamok Sheris, or it's 50-50, Elohim Trefos Gemuros Menadin, and the real Trefos, not just Chumras, then Ein Lohaka, then one should not go and be Mekel. Mishnah Berurah continues and says, well, Maisa, how do we paskin? Hechriyo Achronim, the Yesh Lochush Ledei Azu, that we are concerned about this Yesh Cholkim. He brings down in Sharetzion Os. Nun Gimel is the opinion in the Taz, the Morgan of Rome, and the Shari Tshuva, as we just brought down in Shara Chronim. In any event, the Minhag is, he says, Yesh Lochush Dezu Ula Hachmer Afilu B'Mechzal Mechzal. And we should be Machmer over here, even if it's 50-50. Certainly, if it's a majority, he should be Machmer. But even if it's 50-50, he says he should be Machmer. But he says, Hu Shamechzal Trefos Shemotzehim Trefos Gemuros Mitzaladin. They should really be real Trefos and not these Abolam Rak Machmas Chumros Vachronim. If it's just Chumros, so then Mutal Lishchop Yontif. Then you would be allowed to go and Shecht on Yontif. Imhul Tzarech, of course, if you're going to eat it on Yontif. Vuadim Bimusukanes Machmas Hefsid Momo. And likewise, Halach Lamaisi says, if it's a Musukanes and you're going to lose a lot of money if you don't Shecht it out, because if it dies, then you're going to be able to sell it for dog meat and it's going to be much of a financial loss, so then you're allowed to shecht it as well. However, without this financial loss, we don't shecht animals on yontif. Even when there isn't such a common likelihood of having trefos, because of the concern, so why take a chance? But birds, they did shecht them even on yontif, because the likelihood of a bird having a trefa was much less. And he brings us down to the name of the Chayi Adam. The issue footnote number 44 brings down, what about moving them? Would you be allowed to move something? Is it sofik? Is it kosher? Is it trefa? So he brings down from Dayin Weizatzal, the Minchas Yitzchak, Shemuter Av Kishinim Soboriyu. So even in this situation, you would still be allowed to move it. Just like you'd be allowed to shecht it, so you're allowed to move it again until you find out that it's a trefa, and then the laws that we discussed previously would apply. Now we go to Sif Test. The Mechaber writes, Bechor bizman hazdeh. A Bechor is a special, unique animal. It's the firstborn, and it's a male, that's born to a mother that hasn't given birth before. It applies to human beings, and it applies to animals as well. Here we're talking about animals. So the din of a Bechor bizman hazdeh. She'en yochel l'shochto b'lo mum. We don't have a base of Middash, Nebuch, Bavasin, or Rabin. They remain who should be rebuilt. And in this situation, where you can't shecht the Bechor like this, if it doesn't have a mum, you'd have to go, if it has a mum, and bring it to a Talmud Chacham. So the Mechaber tells us over here, nowadays, that you have to go bring it to a Talmud Chacham to show him, and he has to paskin, does it have a mum or not? Ein Chacham Yochol Lirosto B'Yontif Im Yesh B'Mum. We don't allow a Talmud Chacham to go and paskin on Yontif, that it in fact has a mum, and it could be shechted. And the Mechaber adds, Vafilu im avar v'ra'ahu. And even if you went and shouldn't have done this, you showed it to the Talmud Chacham, and matzo sheyesh bo mum, and he paskin, yes, this is a mum, and yochel shachtu. You're still not allowed to go and shecht it. So what is going on over here? So let's look in the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Nun. So you're not allowed to show it to a Chacham. Bein shehum on b'yontif. This is true, the Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot Nun, whether it was became a mum on Yontif itself, bein shehum on the erev Yontif, or whether it got the mum the erev Yontif and you just never had a chance to show it to the Talmud Chacham. Mishum demechzeik misakin. The reason why a Talmud Chacham is not allowed to go and paskin it over here is because it looks like he's correcting it. He looks like he's meaning misakin it, which is also to do on Yontif, to also be Yontif. Now, you're allowed to go ask shailas on Yontif. That's not a problem. It's different by a Bechor than with all other questions that you ask a Rav. Sheino isu v'heter tolui b'horas pi hamore ela b'yediyas hadover. The difference is, when you ask a shaila to a Rav, the Rav isn't deciding that this is how we're going to paskin in this situation. The Rav is telling you, this is the halacha. The halacha already was there before the psak of the Rav. You just didn't know it, and the Rav is telling you what the halacha is. So therefore, that's a huge difference versus Bechor. Masha'en came to Bechor. In regards to Bechor, it's not like this is the answer, and the Rav is just revealing to you what the answer is. No, the Rav is making the answer. Afilu yesh b'mum gomer. The animal has a complete mum. It's not halachically called a mum until the Rav declares it a mum. Kol shelo hitira oso chacham. Unless the Rav declares it, or alternatively, o gimel hadyotos declare it, ushchato, and then you shecht it. You'll have to shecht it. It's osur. Until that moment in time, it is not known what it is. Even though it may be obvious what it is, it doesn't have the halachic status of being a baal mum until the Rav, or the three head yotos, declare it a baal mum. So there, it's not a psak halacha, it's a declaration that this animal is a baal mum. As opposed to normally, it's just revealing to the person who didn't know what the halacha is, what the halacha is. But it was the halacha even before that. And that's why by a Bechor, when the Talmud Chacham paskins over here, he's making it into that. It's not that he's telling you, oh, this was the halacha, you just didn't know it. He's saying, I'm now declaring this a Baal Mum. It only becomes a Baal Mum right now. And we can see this in Dirshu foot number 47. When any Talmud Chacham gets a Shela, and he says, "Sheina b'dinei mamonos," because that would be different. V'yesh bo deos shown us b'poskim, and there are different opinions amongst the poskim. So Rav Nissen Karlitz Atzal brings down that the Rav has to paskin mutal alav lahoros kiminog rabosov shalashoal. He has to paskin according to the opinion of the shoal's rabbeim. In other words, Ashkenazi shabo l'chogim svardi, he can't paskin like the svardim. He has to paskin like the Ashkenazim, and vice versa. If a svardi comes before an Ashkenazi Rav, he can't paskin like the Ashkenazim. He has to paskin like the svardim Rav do. Ein achochem over here in this situation, he's revealing to him what the halacha already was. And therefore, therefore, he has to paskin based upon what the shoals rabbeim hold and not what he holds. Interesting. Mishnah Berurah continues in Sivkot Nun Aleph. He says, you're not allowed to go show it to the Talmud Chacham on Yontif Latiro to make it good. Avaliros Bechor ula ayin bedino, but to show him a Bechor, and he's going to look into what the din is, not to paskin it, lo lahoros lacher lemaisa, not to paskin it, that's allowed. Have a kelima Torah, b'yalma, lo osur. That's a regular case of learning Torah, and that would be permitted. The issue foot number 48 brings down, Bafaliros is a Bechor b'yontif, almanas livsok is dino rak lemochar. You're going to show it to him today, and he'll paskin it tomorrow. So Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says, also that's mutter. Kiven shesov sof lo don b'yontif is dino. He's not paskining it today, so therefore it's just learning Torah, and it's allowed. There's no isser in seeing the baal mum. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Nun Beis tells us that even if you showed it to the Chacham and he paskined it, you're not allowed to shecht it. Afal gav d'mishum d'avar Chacham aha d'ein roin ein svar lesar. We wouldn't ask it because of that. The reason we ask it is mikol mokom also mishum muktzah, because it's muktzah. Lo mi boy, and this would apply im humam yontif. Not only if it was a baal mum on yontif, the vadel was chazim erev yontif, certainly wasn't prepared before yontif. Vafilu b'humam me'erev yontif, but even if it was mum before yontif on erev yontif, yesh lomar daite alei, maybe he had in mind, l'mishol l'chachom yontif, I'm going to show it to the chachom tomorrow, v'miyatiren yuchlenu, so therefore it's muchan, mikol mokom kivin sh'oshu chachom liros mum yontif, you're not allowed to do this, im kain al korchach asach daite mele. He says, I know I can't show it to the chachom, it won't work, to l'asach daite shim so
chacham afilu shloshei adyot shabu ayisur dein roam woman. He gave up hope of finding a talmud chacham with three adyot is going to go against the din. We'll finish off the shmiss brewer tomorrow. That concludes today's shir.